From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. Lucy Ann Chaplin, a spokesperson for the State Office of Court Administration, said May 7th, the state court system will make an exception and allow new filings under the Child Victims Act in the coming weeks, even as other non-essential court filings remain frozen during the pandemic. Chaplin said in an email, and I quote, "We will not deny those litigants the ability to file," end quote. The decision comes as survivors and advocates increasingly call to extend the Act's one-year look-back period that is set to expire in August. Chaplin points out that any extension of the window could require executive or legislative action. More than 1,700 lawsuits have been filed by people previously time-barred from lodging claims against their alleged sexual abusers. However, court filings were paused in March as the coronavirus pandemic effectively shut down the state court system. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed an order in March suspending statutes of limitations during the state of emergency, but it is uncertain whether the moratorium also applies to the Child Victims Act one-year window. You can read the full story in the Times Union. The American Red Cross continues to encourage healthy people to make appointments to donate blood or platelets to ensure blood remains readily available for patients who still rely on transfusions. There are 5 blood drives scheduled to take place in Greene and Columbia counties in the coming weeks. A drive will be held at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, May 8th at Taconic Hills High School in Caryville, and the Catskill Elks Lodge Hall in Catskill from noon to 6 p.m. on Monday, May 11th, at Palatine Park and Youth Activity Building in Germantown from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday, June 6th, at the Chatham Firehouse in Chatham from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 10th, and at the Hudson Elks Lodge on Harry Howard Avenue from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th. More details are available at redcross.org. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Coymanstown Board has imposed a 6-month moratorium on the review of solar energy projects, effective immediately. The board conducted a public hearing April 23rd to receive comment on the plan via telephone due to the restrictions imposed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Following the hearing, Local Law No. 3 was approved unanimously, imposing a temporary moratorium, thereby giving town officials the time needed to put a solar law on the books. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, "This law calls for 6 months, but it could be shorter depending on how long it takes to get a solar law in place. I don't think it's going to take us that long. I think it's going to take much less time. We've already got a good start on a template for a solar law," end quote. Resident Tripp Powell has proposed building a solar farm with the company Summit Ridge Energy at 87 Bronx Road. The project was first proposed in January 2019 on Summit Ridge Energy, so Summit Ridge Energy requested a waiver because the project was already under consideration. McHugh recommended to Powell the company's request a partial waiver, which the town board approved. The partial waiver allows Summit Ridge Energy to send the plans out for review by an engineering firm and for a legal review as well, but nothing more. A solar law could be in place as soon as late May or, at the very latest, by late June, McHugh said. You can read the full story at Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.